Welcome to this week's Task Force Hellmann Roundup. One Rifles group made the largest and most important find of improvised explosive device components when they uncovered what can only be described as a bomb-making factory, just 300 metres from the newly established checkpoint at Salang. The hoard included 81 improvised detonators, 45 kilograms of homemade explosive, 44 completed pressure plates, as well as ammunition, carbon rods, battery packs and other IED components. Many lives have been saved by this find and severe disruption caused to the insurgents. So congratulations to Y Squadron of 30 Commando, 1 Rifles, 4 Scots, 4-5 Commando and the Counter IED Task Force, who all contributed to this successful operation. We had a VIP visit to Task Force Hellmann this week, with the Secretary of State for Defence, Dr. Liam Fox, being joined by the First Sea Lord, Admiral Sir Mark Stanhope, and the Chief of the General Staff, General Sir Peter Wall. They did a tour of various units in Central Hellmann. Dr. Fox said, "I found what I saw on my visit to be extremely encouraging. We are well ahead of schedule for training up our target numbers of Afghan soldiers and police by the end of the year. And thanks to the outstanding mentoring being provided by British Armed Forces, the quality is improving all the time." 3-9 Armoured Engineer Squadron, part of the Task Force Engineer Group, have built another bridge. This one is a logistics support bridge, which replaces the general support bridge they had built earlier across the Nari-Berger Canal on the western side of our area of operations. General Sir Peter Wall, the Chief of the General Staff, visited the bridge, and while he was there, he promoted Sapper Mark Dale to Lance Corporal Mark Dale, who said, "It was a real joy to get made up by the senior sapper." By the way, 1 Rifles have named the bridge the Haft Bridge, after Operation Omid Haft, which means Hope 7. So it's the Seven Bridge, a quite dreadful pun on the Seven Bridge which spans the River Severn near the 1 Rifles barracks back home in Chepstow. Let's go over to Lieutenant Colonel Will Fuchs, the commanding officer of the 9th 12th Royal Lancers, and find out what's been going on with them over the last week.
We've had another busy week. A Squadron up in the north continued to do the partnering with the Afghan army along Highway 1, which is that main artery running around and through Afghanistan. They've been also supporting some of the companies that are up in the patrol baseline to the northeast of Goreshk in their CVRT, which have got this really good sighting system, and also the 30mm rod and cannon. Certainly we've understand that the insurgents don't like to see when the baby tanks turn up, which is great. B Squadron, who are also providing a mentoring role with the Afghan army, they're just in the sort of the hold phase of Omid Haft. And then C Squadron, who are also doing a Kandak advisory job, they've been pushing out to the east and really bringing on that Kandak leaps and bounds. And then I've also got a large troop, about 30 people in the Brigade Reconnaissance Force, and they continue to produce some really good results in terms of finds of arms caches and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a busy but productive week.
7 Sphinx Battery of 29 Commando Regiment Royal Artillery, based on Artillery Hill, south of Goresk, fired their first high-explosive rounds of Op Herrick 14 last week in support of the Warthog Group, who were in contact with insurgents. Coincidentally, they fired those rounds on the 263rd birthday of the battery, which was the 17th of June 1748, the day that the battery formed up as number 1 company of the Bombay Artillery. Finally, in Task Force Hellmann, we lost 2 of our comrades last week. Craftsman Andrew Found of the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers attached to the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, and Private Gareth Bellingham of 3rd Battalion, the Mercian Regiment, Staffords. Our thoughts and prayers are with their family and friends. And that's all the news from Task Force Hellmann this week.